The view from the top floor meeting room of the London office was spectacular on this remarkably sunny day. Red buses, black cabs, old buildings, bustling sidewalks, and an endless skyline set the scene for my early morning coaching session with a partner of an established professional services firm. After a fairly lengthy discussion about what areas were most important to his personal development, Jonathan leaned in and quietly said to me, "Do you know what I really need? I need more." Seeing his struggle to find the right word, I offered, "Gravitas?" "Yes, I need more gravitas," he exclaimed, appearing relieved at just being able to pinpoint and label this thing he felt was missing from his otherwise successful career. As an organizational psychologist who has spent 20 years coaching professionals and facilitating leadership development programs, I've had the immense privilege of hearing clients share their most intimate personal development goals. One of the most frequent requests I receive is to help them develop more gravitas. At the same time, there's a palpable sense of disbelief that gravitas is something that is actually obtainable, at least for them. But when we explore further, we discover that it's not standing out in the room for the sake of being noticed that they really want. It's to be valued. What they're after is to be respected and trusted, and to be worthy of that respect and trust, to stand out for making a positive, significant impact in their immediate sphere of influence. But they want to stand out as themselves, holding true to their own values, rather than pretending to be someone else or simply copying another style. I still want to be me. We've all been in a room with a group of people talking and throwing around their ideas and opinions, discussing and debating the best way forward. Then one person says something, and it seems like everyone stops, leans in to listen, and considers what this person is saying. It's as if their opinion carries more weight, or there's some kind of pull toward them in the room that makes everyone take note. They're able to pause mid-sentence, and nobody jumps in to fill the silence. It's not that they're necessarily more senior or experienced, louder or more soft-spoken, more motivating or more somber, more serious or more upbeat than anyone else. Yet their words, their opinions, their ideas carry weight. They have an intangible quality. There's just something about them. Throughout this book, you will meet some truly inspiring leaders and professionals who built authentic gravitas, and you will learn how they did it. We'll look at what gravitas is, what it isn't, and debunk the gravitas myths to discover the surprising truth about who stands out and why. This book is for professionals who want to increase their own gravitas and for leaders looking to help others around them to grow their gravitas. It matters to me personally because through leadership and professional development programs, and particularly in coaching, I've discovered time and time again that it really matters to my clients. It's often a genuine concern, not necessarily overwhelming, but a consistent niggle, one that they're not always comfortable talking about openly, but that they feel holds them back from having the impact they desire. And they're not sure what to do about it. It can be frustrating, exhausting, even debilitating, to experience the quiet burden of feeling that you lack gravitas. This book is designed to empower you and those you lead with the knowledge that you can develop gravitas and to equip you with practical, tried and true tools to do so. My goal is to break down something that is seemingly intangible into a quality you can develop while at the same time staying true to you. Often people feel they have gravitas in their regular working life, the day-in, day-out interactions with colleagues, clients, and associates they know well, but when giving a speech or presentation, they seem to lose all confidence. It can be extremely disheartening knowing that in real life, you're better than how you show up in meetings and presentations. For others, they feel they have gravitas in those big moments, but they may lose it in some of their day-to-day challenges with colleagues. Either way, it's annoying to think, if only I could just be myself and not lose my cool in those critical moments. My intention in this book is to help you do just that, to be more of yourself and, as such, to have more authentic gravitas, whether in informal one-on-one conversations with a colleague or in your most formal meetings and presentations. It is possible to intentionally build skills to ensure your best real self is coming across, even or especially in your most pressure-filled moments.